In the headlines, an early motor vehicle collision in the Bodleian Nature Reserve has resulted in the death of one Denby resident. The need for nurturing the development of children on island has been highlighted by education officials. And one corporate organization has commenced its efforts to distribute seasonal cheer by winding the clock for seasonal gift giving forward. Details coming up.
Massey Store's home is now open in the South. We're at the Gablewoods Mall in Latuni. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Plus, higher purchase, free delivery island-wide. Don't forget to earn your points when you swipe your Massey card. Shop for all the essentials for your home at Massey Store's home in the South at Gablewoods Mall in Latuni.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Time flies. It's been 10 years since MNC Home Depot opened its doors in Beaufort, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary on Saturday, November 23rd, with Out of This World savings. 30% off store-wide, plus win fantastic prizes. Don't miss out. Join us for MNC Home Depot 10th anniversary sale. One day only, Saturday, November 23rd at MNC Home Depot, Beaufort.
And now the details of the news. I am Kiva Talium. An early morning motor vehicle collision in the Bodleian Nature Reserve has resulted in the death of one Denry resident. While details surrounding the cause of the accident remain unclear, the incident involves a lone northbound vehicle. Divisional officer with the St. Lucia Fire Service, David Antoine, detailed the response issued by fire and emergency officers to the scene.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been...
November 20th at approximately 5:35 a.m., fire officers from the Castridge Fire Station responded to a motor vehicle accident in the Badley, where a two-door pickup van collided into a retaining wall after having lost control and veered off the roadway. On arrival at the scene, emergency personnel assessed and treated the three occupants of the vehicle for laceration and other bodily injuries. As a consequence, two of the victims, including an unresponsive female, were transported to the Victoria Hospital for further medical attention.
Divisional officer with the St. Lucia Fire Service, David Antoine. A female resident of Denry via Denry, injured in the early morning crash, is purported to have subsequently succumbed to her injuries. The collision is the first auto vehicular death to have occurred in the wake of the recently observed World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, marked on November 17th. According to statistics presented by Minister with Responsibility for Transport, Guy Joseph, in a statement to mark the observance, 190 fatalities and over 1,200 serious injuries have been recorded over the period 2011 to 2019 in what he described as an increasing trend in the numbers of motor vehicular accidents. The need for creating environments aimed at supporting the development of children has been underscored by education officials. Chief Education Officer Fiona Meyer, speaking in advance of today's observance of International Children's Day, charged adults with nurturing the development of the nation's children.
On behalf of the Ministry of Education, it is our pleasure to encourage everyone to look out for children, in particular this Wednesday. and not only focus on their well-being on that day, but to ensure that as a society we recognize that we have a big responsibility to protect our children, to nurture them, to keep them safe, and to ensure that they have a voice in terms of the development of our country. We have encouraged all of the schools, all of our educational institutions, to applaud children. And we look specifically at the rights of a child, that they're part and parcel of what quality education entails in St. Lucia, that they live and are in a safe environment, reference our educational institutions, that we continue to look at their well-being, the importance of play, importance of leisure. All of those issues contribute to the fact that our children are very important in the education system. So we look forward to lots of activities that recognize them, and we wish them all the best for International Children's Day.
Deputy Chief Education Officer responsible for instruction, Mr. Dawson Ragunanan, commented on the efforts being undertaken by the ministry to ensure students are exposed to tools and experiences conducive to their educational aspirations.
As we continue to focus on International Children's Day on Wednesday, we recognize also that our children are so important, especially in terms of the physical aspect, in terms of the kinds of programs that we offer for our children. Also, we're looking at the spiritual aspect, this aspect which is so important for them in terms of how they are able to relate to one another, how they are able to do certain things so that these children, they can live harmoniously with one another. So as a ministry, this is all part of what we're trying to do. We're trying to ensure that our children continue to move forward, as they move forward, that they can continue to work with one another and ensure that there is a peaceful, conducive environment at all times.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a message issued to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Convention of the Rights of the Child, has highlighted the need for delivering on commitments made by the international community to address the unique vulnerability of children.
30 years ago, nations came together to make a pledge to the children of the world. For the first time, the Convention on the Rights of the Child spelled out a binding global commitment to the inherent rights of every single girl and boy. All countries recognize the unique vulnerability of children and pledge to provide them with food, health care, education and protection. Since then, progress has been made. Child deaths have fallen by over half and global standing has declined. But millions of children still suffer from war, poverty, discrimination and disease. Around the world, children are showing us their strength and leadership, advocating for a more sustainable world for all. As we mark the 30th anniversary of this landmark convention, I urge all countries to keep their promise to them. Let's build on advances and recommit to putting children first. For every child, every right.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child is the most rapidly and widely ratified human rights treaty in history. Currently, 196 countries are parties to the treaty. This includes every member of the United Nations, with the exception of the United States, which has signed but is not a party to the convention, as well as the Cook Islands, Niue, the State of Palestine, and the Holy See. One corporate organization has commenced its efforts to distribute seasonal cheer by winding the clock for gift-giving forward. Dubbed the Christmas Come Early promotion, the initiative, launched by Massey Store St. Lucia, gifted a combination of items, inclusive of appliances, consumer electronics, furniture, sporting equipment, to the value of $22,000 to address the need of 9 groups earlier today. Divisional Head of Marketing and Corporate Communications for Massey Stores Limited, Soraya Best Joseph, commented on the aim of the organization in executing the program.
This morning, we were very pleased to gift 9 organizations in St. Lucia with a range of appliances, consumer electronics, home goods, etc., from our Massey Stores home operation. Those 9 institutions were selected as part of our Christmas Come Early donation program. And the way this works is, during the months of July and September, a number of organizations wrote to us asking us to either make a donation to them of different items on their wish list, or possibly if we would consider a very deep discount. Now, at Massey Stores, our mission is creating value and transforming lives. And in that context, we saw the need to add further value.
Major Derek Mitchell, commanding officer at the Salvation Army, St. Lucia, commented on the impact of the support received.
Well, the Salvation Army, as you know, we have a mandate to eliminate poverty wherever we are. Currently, we are in 18 countries in the Caribbean, and we are in 168 countries across the world. Much of the programs that we operate here in St. Lucia, we have partners such as Massey, who has always been there in helping us with equipment, with funding, with foodstuff for our programs. This year, Christmas came early for the Salvation Army, and Massey, with their Christmas Come Early program, rolled out a program where they provided us with a portion of equipment needed for the Salvation Army basic school and daycare facilities. These equipment included standing fans, an all-in-one printer, and some transformers that is going to be used in our programs at the Salvation Army. Currently, the Salvation Army owns and operates. We have a feeding program where we do 55 hot meals every day for the needy people on the streets.
Major Derek Mitchell, commanding officer at the Salvation Army, St. Lucia. Now to the regional developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $190. And 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Carib Update News Service, and I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. A quiet night in Dominica after appeals for calm, following concerns about the possibility of election-related violence. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Wednesday, November 20, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. There were no reports of any major incidences around Dominica 24 hours after skirmishes between protesters and police that had garnered attention around the region. Electoral officials say nomination day Tuesday went without any hiccups, with both the incumbent Dominica Labour Party and the United Workers Party nominating a full slate. No other parties nominated candidates, and there are no independents. Government officials denied any suggestion of instability or deterioration in the security situation despite Monday night's incidents. But the United States issued a travel advisory to its citizens urging caution. Chairman of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, the OECS, Prime Minister Gaston Brown of Antigua, in a statement called for the adherence to the rule of law and constitutionality in Dominica. Brown said that calm, an end to violence and other disruptive activity are essential to ensuring that general elections in Dominica are conducted in an atmosphere free of fear. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, in an address to the nation, blamed the opposition United Workers Party for the protests.
This election should be and will be no different unless the UWP is determined to introduce a new level of danger, violence, risk, and damage to persons, to property, and to Dominica's reputation and the international community.
President of the Opposition United Workers Party, UWP, Senator Isaac Batiste, said while his party supports the protest, it does not endorse any violent actions. Prior to the incident, protesters have been gathering peacefully for days near the residence of the president, demanding to meet with him on the issue of electoral reform. Metal street barricades were used by police to prevent them from entering the premises of the president. But Monday, things came to a head when protesters removed the barricades and clashed with police, which resulted in the police using tear gas. The private sector organization, the Dominica Industry of Commerce, in a statement called on all people and political parties to observe what it called the tenets of peaceful exercise. New Montserrat Premier Easton Taylor Farrell has called for national healing after a bruising election campaign as he begins his reign. Farrell said he had hoped for a bigger majority, but is committed to work with the mandate.
I must admit that I would have preferred to have a slightly larger majority, but that's not the case, so we'll work with what we have for the benefit of this country.
He promised a new era of transparency.
To each and every one of you who have participated in this election, whether you voted for the first time, or whether you are one of our ardent supporters, I'm humbled that you would place your trust and faith in us as a team to take this country forward. This is a responsibility that we do not take lightly, and we will endeavor to represent you with the utmost transparency and boldness.
New Montserrat Premier Easton Taylor Farrell. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, British Virgin Islands Premier Andrew Foy says that the island is expected to increase the airlift into the country next year. In presenting the 2020 budget Wednesday, Foy reported that two regional airlines are likely to provide new services next year.
The BVI Airports Authority, BVIAA, has advised that it is in discussion Caribbean Airlines Limited to add the Virgin Islands to their route network. There is optimism that this will happen in 2020. Silver Airways is set to add their 48 and 72-seater ATR aircraft to the BVI by April 2020.
He said the two airlines will help to market the territory.
The marketing strategy of these two airlines involves promoting the calendar of events in the BVI's case, or events such as Emancipation Festival, Lobster Fest, Virgin Gorda Easter Festival, and our regattas to boost their bookings. This will help the BVI to increase our visitor arrivals, providing direct benefits to our hotel accommodation.
Premier of the British Virgin Islands, Andrew Foy. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. The Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
In the news, a recap of the headlines. An early motor vehicle collision in the Bodleian Nature Reserve has resulted in the death of one Denry resident. The need for creating environments aimed at supporting the development of children has been underscored by education officials as global observances continue marking the International Day of Children. And one corporate organization has commenced its efforts to distribute seasonal cheer by winding the clock for gift-giving forward. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.